I can't get hired because of my technical skills, Isaiah, or my lack of technical skills. I'm nervous about the technical questions, Isaiah. This is what I hear from PhDs the most before they go into an interview for a research role. The problem is that interviewers are rarely going to ask you highly specific technical questions. Instead, they're going to ask you broader questions designed to do four things: to assess your analytical thinking, problem-solving skills, research experience, and your ability to contribute meaningfully to a field. After helping thousands of PhDs get hired into research fields all over the world, I've heard almost every imaginable research-based interview question. But of all the questions I've heard, there are five that stand out for being the toughest, but also very common. The first is, can you describe a time when your research project faced unexpected hurdles? How did you address these challenges? Here, like with every other question on this list, you want to answer it using the STAR method, Situation, Task, Action, Result, that's the acronym, to structure your response. Discuss a specific research project, the challenges you encountered, right? For example, experimental issues, data inconsistencies, and so on, the actions you took to troubleshoot and overcome those challenges, and the positive outcomes or insights gained. Focus on your adaptability, problem-solving skills, communication, collaboration, and of course, perseverance. The second question is, what's a recent breakthrough or significant development in your research field that you find interesting? And how does it relate to your own work? Here, you want to choose a recent advancement that genuinely piques your interest. Explain how this breakthrough aligns with your research and how it has influenced your thinking or approach. Discuss any potential connections or implications for your own work, demonstrating your knowledge of current trends and your ability to integrate new ideas into your research. Third, how do you approach designing experiments or studies to ensure robustness and reliability of results? To answer this question, make sure you describe your process for designing experiments, including defining the research objectives, okay? Selecting appropriate methodologies, addressing potential biases, and establishing control groups. Emphasize your focus on proper controls, randomization, sample size considerations, and rigorous data analysis, among other factors. Highlight your commitment to producing credible and reproducible results. Reproducibility, bring that up. Fourth, can you explain a complex research concept to someone without a background in your field? One of the most important questions on this list. It's vital here to choose a concept relevant to your research and break it down into simple, understandable terms for the layperson, okay? So start with a relatable analogy or real-world example, gradually introducing key ideas. Use concise language, avoid jargon, and provide visual aids if you can. This showcases your communication skills and your ability to convey complex ideas to diverse audiences like the ones you're gonna be working with, people that don't have your degree or technical expertise. Fifth and finally, how do you manage and analyze large data sets efficiently? Can you provide an example from your previous research? Here, make sure you discuss your data management strategies, including data organization, data cleaning, and transformation. Mention software tools you're proficient in, okay, like Python, R, MATLAB, even Excel, right? What you use for data manipulation and analysis. Provide a specific example of a project where you handled a substantial data set, detailing how you managed it, how you processed it, and extracted meaningful insights from it. Preparing thoughtful responses to these tough research-based interview questions, which are very common, and all questions you encounter, of course, during the interview, all while showcasing your research expertise, problem-solving abilities, and abilities to work with others, will help you get the job offer. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a 2-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder that's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access, to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program that'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And As soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the resume builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn mastery ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only. So go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.